Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, as we all know, things in our world today are far from business as usual. The COVID-19 pandemic, protests in the streets, and cries of racial injustice have taken center stage. And that's why Pastor Rick has decided to set aside our regular programming in order to share his heart regarding these extremely critical issues. He'll be taking us through the small but mighty book of James in a series called A Faith That Works When Life Doesn't. In this teaching, Rick gives you the principles you need to live through a pandemic. Please be sure to invite a friend or loved one to listen along with you today as we continue with our series. In a year that's caused millions worldwide to experience fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it's never been more important to get God's life-changing word out to as many people as possible. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will allow us to do just that. If you'd like to help this ministry as we reach out to the world with the hope found in Jesus Christ, just go to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called A Faith That Walks Through the Valley of the Virus.
Look at this verse. The earth suffers for the sins of its people, for they have twisted the instructions of God, violated his laws, and broken his covenant. Therefore, the earth has broken down and utterly collapsed. Everything is lost and abandoned and confused. Even nature is groaning. We know this. We know that the environment is groaning. Well, you say, well, why did God allow sin and evil? Because God allows us a free choice. God could eliminate all sin on earth, all evil on earth. Real simple, get rid of us. The plants aren't causing evil. The animals aren't causing evil. We're the ones that cause evil. We're the ones that are selfish and self-centered and cause problems in society and in the environment and everywhere else. This is why we are to pray the Lord's Prayer. In the Lord's Prayer, it says, we're to pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Why? Because this is not heaven. In heaven, it's a perfect place with no sorrow, no sickness, no sadness, no stress. But all of those things are found on earth. Why? Because this is not heaven. And we shouldn't expect heaven on earth. One day we'll get there, but we're not there now. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18 says this. For our temporary, listen, it's not going to last. Our temporary and momentary troubles will not last. But they are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So, we focus not on what is seen, the problems around us, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary. It's not going to last. But what is unseen is eternal. Now, this verse leads me to the fourth truth that you already know, but I want you to write it down so you can remember it. It'll be a stress reliever, a confidence builder, a stability creator in your life. The fourth thing I want you to remember is this. Remember to focus on what is unchanging. Remember in the days ahead during this crisis, focus your life not on what's changing, but on what is unchanging. We know there are going to be a lot of changes in the days ahead. Remember all the changes that happened after Katrina? Remember all the changes that happened after 9/11? There will be changes that happen in the world and in every country. The key to stability is to focus on unchangeable truth when everything around you is up in the air. Focus on what never changes in the days ahead. That'll give you stability. Don't focus on what's ever changing because we don't know where it's all going to end up. You say, well, what are the unchangeable truths that I should focus on? Well, how about this one? God sees everything I'm going through. Focus on that. Number two, God cares about everything I'm going through. That's unchangeable. God sees and he cares. God, three, has the power to change what I'm going through. He has the power to answer prayers. That's unchangeable. Number four, God always acts out of his goodness to me. That's never going to change, no matter what happens. God is always going to act good to me. Number five, God's plan is always better than my plan. I may not see it, but it's better because he's a good God. Number six, God will never stop loving me. That's never going to change in your life. Number seven, I cannot lose my salvation once I have put my trust in Jesus Christ. For I know who I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. That's what the Bible says. These are things you need to focus on, the things that never change. God's love for me, God's grace for me, God's goodness for me. Number five, remember this. Remember that no matter what I go through, God will go through it with me. Every stage, every phase, every crisis, no matter what I go through, God is going to go through it with me. You will never really ever be alone. God is with you. Doesn't mean you feel it all the time, but God is with you. God is not a feeling. He's with you right now. God has never been closer to you than he is right now. He'll never be any further away than he is right now. And remember the great promise of Isaiah 43, verse 2. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned up. It will not consume you. That's what you want to focus on. Maybe a little less listening to the internet and a little bit more listening to God in the days ahead. That will give you confidence. That will give you stability. That will replace your panic with prayer. It will replace your worry with worship. It will replace your anxiety with adoration. Let me give you another one. Number six, write this down. Remember, this is not the end of the story. This is not the end of the story. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9 and verse 14 tells us this. We often suffer, but we're never completely crushed. And even when we don't know what to do, we never give up. In times of trouble, God is with us. And when we're knocked down, we get up again because we know, there's that phrase again, because we know God raised the Lord back to life. That's Easter. And just as he raised Jesus, he will also raise us back to life and will bring us into his presence together. I win in the end no matter what happens. I can't lose. Even if this coronavirus took my life, I'm going straight into the presence of God. This is not the end of the story. I remember when the TV show 24 came out. Do you remember that show? And every single episode ended in a cliffhanger where you thought, is Jack Bauer gonna die finally? And it was, the tension just was enormous. But I have to admit, I never watched 24 until all of the seasons were over. And then I started watching them so I didn't have to watch them without commercials. Well, when you know that there are six more seasons, the tension goes down because you know it's not the end of the story. That Jack made it through six more seasons. To live with hope, you have to change your focus. You have to shift your perspective. You have to live in light of eternity. That is the thing. Remember, it's not the end of the story. And one day, all of our pain and all of our sickness and all of our sorrow and all of our sadness and all of our stress and all of our grief is going to end. Revelation 21 verse 4 says it like this. Here's what you need to look forward to. Then God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And there will be no more death, and no more mourning, and no more crying, and no more pain. For the old order of things will pass away. This is not the end of the story. Don't forget that. There's a whole lot more I could give you, but let me just give you one more. I want you to remember this in the days and in the weeks ahead, because we don't know what the future holds, but we do know who holds the future. Number 7, remember that God wants to use me to help others. God wants to use me to help others. God doesn't want to just take you through this crisis. God doesn't want to just protect you through this crisis. God wants to use you through this crisis. This is the difference between how believers and others handle pain. And believers, we see it as an open door. Every need in our world is an open door. Every pain, every hurt, habit, hang-up is an open door. To find that need and fill it, to find that hurt and heal it. We are being given the biggest open door you can imagine because people are scared. Historically, Christians have always moved into the pain when everybody else moved out. Thousands of years ago, the Black Plague, the bubonic plague, ran through the Roman Empire. And nobody knew the cause of it. They certainly didn't know about viruses. They didn't know about bacteria. They didn't know about infections. They didn't have any of the scientific tools we have today. And millions and millions and millions and millions of people were dying in the cities. It was called the Black Plague. And all of the people began to flee the cities, thinking that maybe the cities were causing the plague. What did the Christians do? They actually moved into the cities to take care of the sick. And that's how the Roman Empire was converted. They looked at them and they said, "See how they love one another." And it was in that environment that we, the church, invented the hospital. The hospital wasn't invented by government. It was invented by the church because Jesus gave us a preaching, a teaching, and healing faith. He cares about the mind, the body, and the soul. And just as Christians moved into the worst bubonic black plague that was annihilating the Roman Empire with none of the advantages that we have today and none of the scientific knowledge that we have today, they risked their lives for the sake of the gospel. And God will call us not to be foolish, not to be rash, but to respond in love and to care for people and to care for the most vulnerable.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
In a year that has caused millions to become more isolated than ever, dealing with emotions like fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it is clear that access to the hope of God and His Word is more important than ever. At Daily Hope, we know how vital it is that as many people as possible find that hope as easily as possible. You can help ensure that God's Word continues to be delivered to more and more people around the world. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will help us to continue reaching as many people as possible with daily hope for their lives. Your gift today will ensure we are able to keep doing just that. But we only have till midnight on June 30th. After that, we lose any part of the grant we haven't used. please call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com today to give your gift so that those in need have access to the hope found in Jesus. We'll say thanks by sending you Rick's brand new Daily Hope Silver Scripture Box with 52 Bible verse memorization cards based on the Invisible War series. Remember, any gift you give today will be matched up to $50,000 till the end of this month. That's 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. There are only 3 days left to have your gift matched up to $50,000, so don't wait.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Now let me wrap it up by ending with things that I want to promise to you. Number one, I promise that you're not going to be alone in this crisis. We're going to face this crisis, this coronavirus, together. We may not be able to meet in big groups, but we can certainly meet in 8,000 small groups. That's called fellowship. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 12:27, together you are the body of Christ. Number two, I promise that we will keep you spiritually healthy during this crisis, even though we can't meet on Sunday morning. That's called discipleship. And if you will commit to meet with your small group each week, you need to know that all of our pastors are praying 3 John chapter 1, verse 2 for you. It says this, dear friends, we're praying that all will be well with you and that your body will be as healthy as we know your soul is. That's what I'm praying, that your body will be as healthy as we know your soul is. Number three, because we're a purpose-driven church, I promise you that we will continue to offer worship experiences through our small groups. You don't have to worship with 5,000 people to worship. Jesus said, where two or more are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And we will be offering you the same worship experiences with our worship teams and our worship leaders and our bands that you would normally get on Saturday or Sunday services at your campus. Whether you're in Buenos Aires or Manila or Berlin or Hong Kong or anywhere else. Number four, I promise that we will help you help others and share the good news with your neighbors like never before. That's our mission. This is an opportunity to be the hands and feet of Jesus in the world. John 13:35 says, your love for each other will show the world that you are my disciples. I want to end by praying for you. So let's do that right now. Let's bow our heads. Father, I pray for every person listening to this audio, wherever they may be. And I ask that you give them a spirit of calmness. Give them the peace that passes understanding, the peace that is so unusual that there's no reason for us to be at peace because there's a lot of fearful things in the world. But may we be a witness of peace and calmness and tranquility and joy and confidence and faith and love to the world around us. We know that the darker the night gets, the brighter the stars shine. May our lives shine in the darkness. May we outshine the darkness. May we serve those who are in pain. May you use even this bad thing that's happened for your glory and your growth of your kingdom. Father, we pray right now for those who are already affected. Those who already know it, we pray for healing in their lives. You are the great healer. We pray for mild symptoms and quick recovery. For those, Lord, who have it but don't know they've got it, we pray that they will be discovered very quickly and that they will be able to get the treatments that they need. And we pray for healing in their lives too. We don't care how you heal people, Lord, whether it's miracle or medicine, just heal them. And Lord, we know that in a world that we have become more and more so self-centered and so self-focused, that you have allowed an experience that will force us to depend on each other, force us to love each other, force us to serve and help each other. May we care for the unfortunate. May we protect the vulnerable. May we serve those who need it most in Jesus' name. I pray that as a result of all this, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. With our heads still bowed, there may be somebody listening, you've never stepped across the line and given your life to Christ. You don't want to go through this crisis without the assurance of salvation because you don't know what the future holds. And so pray today, say, Jesus Christ, I ask you to come into my life and save me. I want to know you. I want to learn to trust you. I know I can't save myself. Please help me in your name. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Now, if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, in a year that has caused millions worldwide to become isolated, dealing with emotions like fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it's clear that access to the hope of God and His Word is more important than ever. At Daily Hope, we know how vital it is that as many people as possible find that hope as easily as possible. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will help us continue reaching out to as many people as possible with Daily Hope for their lives. You can help ensure that God's Word continues to be delivered to more and more people around the world with a financial gift to this ministry. Here's Rick to tell you more.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you, everybody.
Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point of the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. Would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. So thank you for being a partner with me to getting the message out.
And remember, any gift you give today will be matched up to $50,000 till the end of this month. Now, there are only a few days left to meet this grant, and we'll lose any part that we don't match by midnight on June 30th. So please act now. Just go to PastorRick.com or you can call 800-600-5004. Today, when you give, we'll say thanks by sending you Rick's brand new Daily Hope Silver Scripture Box with 52 Bible verse memorization cards based on the Invisible War series. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.